Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider.
All right, let's get a simple man that can only mean one thing, and that is all things Bill O'Reilly at BillO'Reilly.com. Mr. O'Reilly, sir, this is not your usual show day for us. Apparently, you're going on some grand vacation to some sunny, warm, wonderful place, and you're not going to tell us where. And I think we need to give them a heads up because trouble's coming.
Okay. The second half of your question was accurate. I'm going to Florida tomorrow.
Oh boy.
So I have to do the Hannity radio program today. But it's not on a lavish vacation. I have business to do, people to see, and I'm looking forward to it.
Well, you're not only a simple man, you're an important simple man.
Well, thank you, Hannity. That's very astute of you to acknowledge that. Thank you very much.
I don't even want to know.
You wouldn't understand. It's very complicated.
Everything about you is complicated. Yeah. That's why simple man cracks me up. You know, we've got this trucker thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm watching these truckers, and I know a lot of people are demonizing these truckers, and you got this, you know, cowardly, gutless, spineless Prime Minister of Canada, you know, calling these guys racist and transphobic and all these names. But Bill, we have looked hard to find a single example. These are really, truly peaceful protests, and they're protesting the mandate.
Well, little Justin, I mean...
Little Justin.
Yeah.
He looks like a kid. Go ahead.
Little Justin is, you know, he was always the most annoying student in class, you know, and his father was a big shot, so now he's... I guess he's in charge of Canada, but nobody really knows where he is. He kind of just took off, you know? So he's hiding in some place. But the truckers have a perfect right to demonstrate their unhappiness with the government trying to tell them how to protect themselves against COVID. Now, you can agree or disagree with the vaccine mandate. Absolutely good people on both sides of that, Hannity. Good people on both sides of that argument. But if the truckers want to perform civil disobedience, as is their right, okay, under the Canadian law and American law, then what's the beef? If they get arrested, if they break the law, then they know what they're doing. People do that all the time. Peaceful protesters do that all the time. Sit-ins, trespassing, whatever it may be, as long as it's not violent, it's okay with me. But you said that a lot of people are criticizing them. I don't know anybody's criticizing them.
No, little Justin's criticizing them.
Oh, little Justin, but
yeah.
That's not really a person.
Well, apparently he's like, you know, the man behind the curtain. And but the point is, I think we're at a tipping point here. And I think there's a larger point to be made here is I have said now for a little while that I think the vax, don't vax debate is over in this way. Everybody's made up their mind. And you're right. There are good people on both sides.
That's right.
The idea that Fauci, the NIH, Walensky, the CDC, Biden, Psaki, or Kamala are going to now change their mind is ridiculous thinking. So if we're going to follow science, I've been saying we need to pivot to therapeutics, because especially now because vaccinated, boosted people and natural immunity people are getting COVID in some cases for the second time.
Okay. The Talking Points memo on the No Spin News tonight, which is a TV broadcast I do, available on BillO'Reilly.com and other places, is basically saying there's good news. COVID is on the decline, which is true. And the stats are pretty dramatic.
The Omicron variant is a dramatic, precipitous decline,
right,
as we predicted it would happen.
That's right. Because you and I are men of analytics. We saw what happened in South Africa, and that's where it originated. So why wouldn't it happen here? And it is happening. But I think being a simple man, as you say every week, I want to break this down into a form that everyone can understand. There are nuts on both sides. There are anti-vax loons. I know them. They're loons. They don't trust the government. They don't trust.
I know them. They're friends of mine. I hang out with them every day. Go ahead.
Yeah, they don't. They don't trust. They think they're putting a chip in their body and they're going to follow them around and take their shotgun. All right. So that's one crew. And then the other crew are the Neil Young people. All right. So the Neil Young people, the rock stars and all of this, they are like, everybody should get vaxxed. And if you don't, the government has a right to break down your door and put the needle in your neck. Okay, that's that crew. But where does that all come from? So liberal people in general, generalizing now, everyone, believe in a strong government, a strong central authority that basically has to guide Americans through this complicated labyrinth of life. All right, that's what they believe. So that when you have a public health menace, their first refuge, the left, is in big government. The conservative crew, they believe the exact opposite, which is why they'll never be detente again in this country. They don't trust the government. They think it's corrupt. They think it's a swamp. They think that they're trying to marginalize the people, particularly working people, and they do not want to give the government authority to tell them what to do in medical areas. Would you say that my evaluation is pretty accurate?
I would refine your analysis on conservatives. We believe in limited government, greater freedom, more autonomy for the individual, and we don't want burdensome government.
But the basis of that belief is a distrust in a central authority.
Well, Reagan said it best, government is the problem. Yeah. But keep going.
Okay. So, according to you, I'm 100% correct so far in my analysis, which pleases me greatly.
Yeah, I just graded you. Go ahead.
So, if you understand that, then you understand what is happening in the debate over COVID. So, little Justin, I mean, he doesn't have any use for Canadian truckers. He probably never even talked to one in his whole life. I mean, he doesn't know them. He sees them as a threat to his lofty perch as the prime minister. And, hey, if I'm going to tell you you've got to get vaccinated, you better damn well get vaccinated. That's little Justin's attitude. And if you go against the attitude, then you're a bad person. And that's what happens in the American media. Exactly what little Justin is doing, that's what the corporate media does in America. We know better. We're going to tell you how to live, and if you don't like it, we're going to try to cancel you or marginalize you or hate you. And you and I know this firsthand because we're on the side of individual rights.
We've lived it for 33 years.
You know, that took me by surprise when I first started at the Fox News Channel, and then we got traction and wiped out CNN and became number one fairly quickly, by the way. But it surprised me the hatred directed toward me when these people didn't even know who I was. I mean, all they did was, we got to get rid of O'Reilly. We got to get rid of him.
Let's bring it to where we are today, and that is we have two controversies. The bigger one is obviously Joe Rogan. The most fascinating development to me in that, and I watched a couple of times his apology. He seemed very, very sincere to me. Time will tell. At the end of the day, as you know, I don't support boycotts. I don't call for firings. I reject outright canceling anybody for this one reason. I believe in freedom, and nobody can force you to watch Joe Rogan or watch Hannity or listen to O'Reilly or watch O'Reilly, and people choose to. Same with The View and Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah.
And so I come down that I don't support these things. You have in the past supported some boycotts.
Very, very little. Only if somebody is actively hurting someone else will I support a boycott. I mean, it's in motion that there's somebody hurting someone else. Okay, so Rogan. I don't know this world. I don't live in this world, okay? But I've done a lot of research, and tonight on the No Spin News, we're going to do a big investigation into Joe Rogan tonight. Okay, today is the anniversary of Andy Rooney being suspended by CBS in 1990. Did you know that? No one knows it.
Nobody knows it. Nobody. Okay. By the way, half this audience doesn't know who Andy Rooney is, but keep going.
I bet you they do. I bet you most people know. Now, Andy Rooney was suspended indefinitely without pay from 60 Minutes and CBS News in 1990, 32 years ago today, because he made comments to a newspaper reporter, allegedly, it wasn't on tape, wasn't on that, was no internet back then, that uneducated people had too many children. And they turned that into a racist thing for Andy Rooney. Now, he came back after a few weeks because the outcry against CBS at that time, totally different country, was so intense, they had to put Andy Rooney back. And now, fast forward, we have a totally opposite point of view. They want to cancel Joe Rogan. Well, first of all, who's they? It's always the same people that want to cancel everybody. It's the far left after Rogan. That's who's after him. Why? Because he puts people on and doesn't have enough background knowledge or doesn't care to challenge opinions that are out of the orthodoxy.
Quick break. More with Simple Man, Bill O'Reilly, all things O'Reilly, BillO'Reilly.com on the other side.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Once again, Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, they're investing in their customers out of their own pocket without charging an extra penny. And I'm really happy to announce that Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, and now they're giving you coverage in over 50 countries as well. You get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of the big carriers Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Now bring your phone or get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/Sean. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. Make the switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer.
All right, Bill O'Reilly's with us. All things O'Reilly, Simple Man at BillO'Reilly.com. There are two things that he got mad at in particular. One is he in consultation with his doctor when he got COVID, threw everything at it. And that meant monoclonal antibodies, that meant hydroxychloroquine, and he said ivermectin. And that's when they went out with its horse dewormer pill. Now, by the way, for the record, ivermectin is the one drug I've never seen any medical evidence supporting the use of it for COVID, but people swear by it. And
Hannity. It's not his personal stuff.
But no, then it was the issue of bringing on Dr. Malone.
There you go. And we talked about this last week.
Now, Dr. Malone is almost solely responsible. He created the mRNA technology that allowed for the creation of the Moderna and Pfizer vaccine.
Yeah.
Now he thinks it's being overused, and he has a different opinion than the standard Fauci Joe Biden opinion. But he's a doctor. He's devoted his whole life to this science. Nobody wants to even listen to him. I
don't think most people feel that Rogan should be canceled because of that. And I don't think most people think he should be canceled at all. I think overwhelmingly Americans,
but here's where I think
he is, would say, look, let the guy have his podcast, and you made the absolute point. Nobody's forcing you to watch that. And, you know, if you keep attacking the companies that carry it, that's fascism. You can't keep doing that. So it's all a backlash. So Rogan, and then he used the N-word or something, I guess.
On numerous occasions. I've not heard the context of it, but he described it, and that's up to people to, you know, find out for themselves.
Yeah, and he apologized for it. But
here's what's most interesting to me now.
Right.
And it actually is, you're going to be able to relate to this. He got not one, but one very credible offer from Rumble to bring his podcast over to Rumble, which is now a new competitor that's doing very well against YouTube, for $100 million for 4 years. In other words, what I think will emerge out of cancel culture and boycott culture and you must be fired culture is a backlash and new platforms where they will embrace freedom of speech and say, we don't care whether you like it or not.
Hannity, you're a genius because you're talking to the guy who did it.
Yeah.
Who did it. Okay? So I left the corporate media because I was attacked ridiculously, but it worked. They got me finally after 20 years, and I started my own corporations. And I think we have probably the most successful independent news agency on the planet right now.
And nobody can stop you. That's the point.
And that's frightening. I wish there was somebody who could stop me.
That is frightening, actually.
Nobody can stop me. But I'll tell you what. I understand my responsibility, and I hope Joe Rogan does, too.
He sounded like he did. To me, he sounded very, very sorrowful and sincere.
I might do a show, Hannity. Because when I have Killing the Killers coming up, the new Killing book out in May, I might
be on a show.
Huh?
I don't know Joe Rogan. I've never spoken to Joe Rogan.
I don't know him either.
I only know that that he's obviously involved in mixed martial arts, which, as you know, it's a passion of mine.
Oh, my God.
By the way, O'Reilly's never shown up to train with me one day. I've invited him now 10 times. He's afraid to show up, and I promise I'm not going to hurt you too bad.
All right. I'm afraid of the sensei or whoever you have in there with you. I don't know who that is. But I'm going to try to do the Rogan broadcast and talk to him about all of this. I don't know if he'll have me on. I don't know what demographic it is. He might be
going. Well, you used to do all those stupid shows. I never understood why you did all those dumb shows.
I sold a lot of books, Hannity. I mean,
yeah,
I got 19
you know what?
Million books.
I gave up doing Good Morning America, The Today Show.
I loved them.
The View. I couldn't stand it anymore.
I loved them. I loved Letterman. I loved Kimmel. Because when I was on there, it was totally different. Okay? It was, okay, give me your best shot, Dave. And he did. And then we went back. Like
Simple
you.
Man, Bill O'Reilly. All things O'Reilly at BillO'Reilly.com. Sir, great to have you. Enjoy your mini vacation, working vacation down in Florida. And you should stay there and not come back. There's my Simple Man. And advice to you. You'll save a lot of money. Quick break, right back. All right, 25 to the top of the hour. Linda, did you see Alec Baldwin? He's been sending out these really, really, really messed up, bizarre rantings of his, this time in bed as he's now returned to work after the Rust movie shooting and the killing of Halyna Hutchins. And he's so affected.
He actually doesn't sound like himself at all. He's doing his best Joe Biden whisper moment. It's really bizarre.
It's creepy.
It is creepy. That's a better word.
I think this guy's losing it.
I don't think so. I think he's a phenomenal actor. I don't think he ever had it to lose it. I think all he knows is how to pretend. He doesn't even know who he is, honestly.
Is that what? So that's your analysis of this?
Yeah, I think he's a really strange guy.
More bizarre by the minute, though, because I think it's getting bizarre.
I mean, he's got like a million kids; they're all young. He doesn't know how he's going to feed his family. He's not used to having to say he's sorry. He's used to pointing the finger. This is what he's done his whole life: is point the finger at everybody else, and he's above it all. He's a better guy. He's the best. And listen, he's definitely been in movies where I'm like, oh, that's a good movie, or he's a good actor. But once he started getting into politics, it was over for me. as it is with anybody who's in acting or sports or music. Once you start talking about politics, I'm out. I don't want anything. I don't want to hear anything. I don't want to see anything.
But they don't know anything. That's the problem.
That's the problem. But he really sounds the bedroom thing, laying on the bed, whispering into the camera.
It's like, creepy. It is really creepy.
Inside thoughts, private thoughts, and not for nothing. If I was the family of Helena Hutchinson, I'd be pretty upset right now.
Oh, I don't think we're done with the investigation, and I don't think we're done with hearing about what really went on here. It's getting bizarre. His fight to hang on to as long as he did all of the phone messages and emails. Why did he wait over a month to hand the phone over? That's bizarre to me. All right, let me get to some phones here. Eddie is in North Carolina on the Sean Hannity Show. Eddie, how are you, sir? Glad you called.
Man, better than I deserve, Sean. Listen, I've been waiting about a year to talk to you and just tell you something. You had mentioned, and it was a rough time, and the emotions were raw when Rush passed last year. And you had said that you weren't worthy and mentioned that to carry the mantle of Rush and everything else. I just want to tell you, brother, that my sons are the next generation of conservatives, and they watch Sean Hannity like I watched Rush, and they watch Laura, and they know who Levin is, and they know what their rights are, and they know what a great America looks like. And I just want to let you know, you have picked up the mantle, and you have carried it well, sir. And I just want to give you kudos.
You're very
for that.
Gracious. It's interesting you're saying this, because I just got a note. My syndicator was the same syndicator as Rush's, and And I couldn't believe it when they said that it's almost been a year. I think it's February 17th, Linda, if I'm not mistaken, since we lost Rush. And I stand by what I said then, and that is that nobody can replace him. That's just a fact. There was nobody better than him. And, but we all have to up our game, because that's what he would want us to do. He would want the fight to keep on going. He believed in the individual. He believed in conservatism with talent on loan from God. And these moments of his, there's a cartoonist, Linda, I forget his name. Oh, he sent me the most beautiful cartoon of Rush at the pearly gates with talent in his hand. And I'm here, and he goes, "I'm here to return it."
Oh, wow.
Isn't that a cool political cartoon?
That is amazing. And I wanted to say one thing. For the last couple of weeks since Christmas, I've been hearing you almost every night, saying how Joe Biden, he didn't have enough tests for the holidays. And what was he thinking? He wasn't thinking. He got us right where he wanted us. He made it hard for us to get together with our loved ones. That's what they wanted all along. The fix is in, Sean. You know that. All right.
It's so antithetical to what I believe about human beings. And I know better. I know that politicians are corrupt. I know that they've got agendas. I know, Obama once came out and said it. I wanted gas prices to go up, just not this fast. I'm like, why would you ever want gas prices to go up? That doesn't make sense unless there's some other agenda behind it. But the idea that we ran out of tests, we ran out of therapeutics. They never mentioned the therapeutics. You can't find these great antivirals that every doctor I talk to brags about. I'm more informed about monoclonals than I am about the antivirals. But it's inexcusable to me, because those are life-saving therapeutics. You have people unvaccinated getting COVID, people fully vaccinated getting COVID, vaccinated and boosted getting COVID, people with natural immunity, they're getting COVID a second time. You know how many people I know in my life now that have had COVID twice? I can't even count how many at this point.
The motivation for humanity is not there. The motivation for self-gain and self, moving that way as a party and trying to just really, throw off kilter everything that us conservatives want to try and implement is absolutely absurd at this point. And it's laughable. It really is laughable at this point, So I'm sorry I'm laughing at you every night when you say that.
If we all up our game and we all go all in, I think this is going to be a great year. But I don't put the cart before the horse. You don't count your chickens before they hatch. for this to happen.
Cautiously optimistic.
I am cautiously optimistic. You should be the talk show host. Eddie, God bless you, my friend. God bless your kids as well. Please send my best.
Thank you, sir.
I appreciate your kind words. Darren is in Illinois. Darren, how are you? Glad you called, sir.
Thank you. I tell you what, it's very hard to come in after that from Eddie. But he's 100% right, I tell you. I run a truck in the mornings and afternoons running mail. Mm-hmm. It's a job I never thought I'd have, but I mean, it was, I used to teach, and then I thought, well,
Do you drive an 18-wheeler or a smaller truck?
No, I drive a straight truck. We run right. mail from the post office to the littler post offices and drop the mail off in the mornings. I have a four-stop route that's about 4 hours, and then in the afternoon we come back and pick up the mail that everybody's processed for the day from each post office and bring it back downtown. Down to Peoria.
By the way, it sounds like a great business to me, and it sounds, you know what, it sounds like you're working independently. I hope you get paid a lot of money.
Well, it's not bad pay, you know. I mean, it really isn't. It's just bad hours. I mean, you know, you get this double split shift, but I get to listen to you guys on the radio, you know, and
that's a plus. That is a very good thing. That don't ever change jobs. No.
Well, but if you know, he was bragging on you, but I tell you what, I think he forgot he didn't brag on Linda enough either. You know, I mean, you know, your producer Linda, she's on the ball, she's keeping you in line.
But what is that? Everyone likes that Linda keeps me in line. You know, with the
listen, I don't think it's that I keep you in line.
First of all,
can I?
I'm in the middle of
a balance.
Can I add?
Am I interrupting you? You don't like to be interrupted. I apologize.
Go ahead.
What I'm saying is it's fun, and I think that people know we've been together 17 years.
Here?
You know, yada, yada.
That's what Linda does to me in the middle of a sentence. Can I add something here? No, go ahead.
I just have one point. Just one point. I'm just kidding.
No, it's fun, you guys work well together. And I just am glad you guys were on when I was looking around to see what I wanted to do, who I wanted to listen to. Because I wasn't sure, you know, who to vote for, and I said, well, I'm going to start listening to both sides. But what was very hard to find radio stations. I wish we could put more money into pushing the radio, the signal of these radio conservative stations, because you've got like that other station, that three-letter station.
There's a lot of places to find us. You can go to Hannity.com. We're on 600, I think, in 75 stations the last time you guys told me. I don't know if we've gotten any more. It's an honor to come to this microphone every day.
Some of these older guys, they're listening to radio, and you know, and I have to go between stations to make sure I find out which. You're in Bloomington on 92.5. You're also in, you know, Freedom Station, which is 95.9. So, I mean, I switch back and forth to wherever I'm getting the reception. I just think that if we could probably push that, the money going toward.
There's a lot of regulations behind all of that. But listen, Darren, God bless you, my friend. Keep being successful. Wish you the best in your business. We thank you for listening. You make the show possible, and we don't thank this audience enough for that. But more and more every day, I appreciate it. I really do.
Thank you. Thank you, Sean, for talking about the truckers.
All right, quick break. Right back. Right to your phone calls, 800-941. Sean, you want to be a part of the program. How bad is the Biden economy? And is Lawrence Summers right that we're headed towards a recession? That's next as well.
Final hour of the Sean Hannity Show is up next. Hang on for Sean's conservative solutions.
All right, let's get back to our busy phones. Susan in South Carolina, you're next. Hey, Susan, how are you? Glad you called.
I'm doing great, Sean. How are you?
I'm good, ma'am. Glad you called. What's on your mind today?
I want to talk a little bit about Joe Rogan. Okay. I never listened to his podcast until all this stuff started blowing up, and then I looked him up. First podcast I found by him was him with Leah Remini from King of Queens.
Yeah, she did that whole series on the Church of Scientology, which I found pretty interesting.
That was fascinating to me.
Me too. So, I was glued to that.
I'm sure I'm going to listen to him wherever he goes or if he stays on Spotify. But the point I wanted to make was that you don't have to listen to Joe Rogan. I never did until they brought it to my attention.
Yeah, but you know? I guarantee you when the fallout is over, and I think it's probably going to end very soon, he's going to end up with more viewers to his podcast, more listeners to his podcast than he ever had before. And the people that have been most against him can take credit for helping him.
Exactly.
But I don't listen. In all honesty, I watched the guy give an apology that was really thoughtful, I thought, on every level, brutally honest. And I look for sincerity, and I've got a pretty keen eye. I think I do. Sometimes I make a mistake. I have a pretty keen eye for people, and I saw sincerity. I saw that he had already made this change. He already got rid of that word in his life. And
exactly.
I think, and I just, you know, I've stood on this principle, and I've even angered members of this audience when, you know, going back to Bill Maher and Politically Incorrect, I stood up and said, no, he should not be canceled. We didn't even use the word cancel at that point. And having been victims of this myself, more than I've even brought publicly, I mean, one of the most humbling moments in my life, and this happened organically, we had nothing to do with it, is they started a boycott, some group, I don't remember which one, there's tons of them. They started a boycott of me and my shows. And one of the people, Keurig Coffee Maker had been an advertiser and then put out a statement that they were pulling their ads off of my shows. And out of nowhere, people started dropping their Keurig machines three stories and smashing it into little pieces. We had videos of people smashing it with golf clubs and baseball bats. We had people shooting them. You know, they were destroying them all. Now, these are fairly expensive machines. And Keurig pulled back, and I don't remember exactly. And the CEO would never get on the phone with me and talk to me about it. And what I did is, for all the people that stood up for me, how many Keurig machines did we end up buying? Like 1,000? I don't know, something, some big number, right? Linda, how many? Do you remember?
It was over 1,500.
Okay, and I replaced everybody's Keurig machine that had done that for me. And we paid full price. We didn't get a discount. And I wanted to say thank you, because that came out of nowhere. That humbled me. And I was greatly appreciative. I think boycotts are way more effective than a boycott. In other words, somebody's against me. Well, why don't you go in and tell them I'm here because Sean Hannity sent me, even though they hate me. Then all of a sudden their attitude begins to shift when their business does so much better than it was doing before. But anyway, Susan, you make this show possible. We love you for it. I'll give you the last word.
Oh, well, I just wanted to say that I used to watch Jimmy Kimmel. I thought he was so funny until he started on the Trump train. And he says Trump like it's a bad thing. So on occasion, I will still leave it on. It'll come on and I'll turn it off when he says Trump. 9 times out of 10, I turn it off. I will miss any good interview that he has because he's slamming Trump every time.
Turn
it off.
I can tell you right now, you have hit the secret sauce. If I could, by the way, I'd love to force everybody to listen 3 hours a day and watch an hour every night. I can't do it. I have to earn your listenership. I have to earn your viewership. And we try to put on the best shows we can with the most information in an entertaining way. Anyway, God bless you, Susan. You're the best.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.